Mishnah Beis. The truth is, this Mishnah is also an introduction to Mishnah Gimel, sort of a second introduction, because in Mishnah Gimel we're going to see how one is not allowed to carry close to Shabbos in case he comes to carry that on Shabbos itself. But to introduce that, the Mishnah over here is going to bring a few examples of things you're not allowed to do close to the time of Mincha, even on a regular day, in case that activity drags on and you'll end up missing the time for Mincha. Now, regarding the time to daven Mincha, there are two time periods in the afternoon for davening Mincha. The main time, and really the ideal time to daven Mincha, is Mincha Ketana, and that refers to the last 2.5 hours of daytime during which one should daven Mincha. However, already from 6.5 hours into the day, so that means 5.5 hours before the end of the daytime, one can daven Mincha, and that earlier time is known as Mincha Gedola. Now, according to the way we're going to understand, when the Mishnah refers to Mincha, it's talking about Mincha Gedola, which is the earlier Mincha, 6.5 hours into the day. And the Mishnah says, Le'yeshiv Adam Lefnei HaSapar, one may not sit in front of the barber, he cannot begin to have a haircut, Somach LaMincha, close to Mincha, and this means within 30 minutes, before the beginning of Mincha Gedola. So that means 6 hours into the day, which is actually midday. Already from midday, one is not allowed to do this activity in case something happens, such as the scissors breaking, and I have to wait for a long time, and it might end up being that he will miss the time for Mincha altogether. It says the Mishnah, Ad sheyis palel, until he davens. So if he's davened Mincha already, once he has done that, then he can begin to have a haircut. On a similar note, Le'ikonis Adam Lamerichatz, one may not enter a bathhouse to wash himself, it could get very hot there, he might faint, so he'll miss davening. Ve'lo'la bursaki. One can't enter a bursaki, which is where they would work on animal skins to turn them into leather. So even if you're not going to work on the leather there, you're not even allowed to enter that room, since if you see something needs to be done, you might do it, and that could be a very long process, which might make you miss the time for mincha. V'lelechol. One cannot eat even a tiny meal, in case he ends up eating a larger meal, and it dragging on until after mincha can be davened. V'lelodon. One cannot begin to judge a case in court, or even just to give this final sentence. A judge cannot even give a decision before he's davened mincha, in case somebody might argue on the decision, and they might enter lengthy discussions, even past the time for davening Mincha. However, says the Mishnah, all of these are just rabbinic decrees to prevent one from missing the time to daven Mincha. And the rabbinic decree was just that you cannot begin to do this, because it might come to drag on, and you'll miss Mincha. So the Mishnah says, v'im hischilu, if you've already begun doing it, and in fact, even if you began doing it when you weren't allowed to, let's say at 7 hours into the day, you began doing one of these things, ein mafsikin, you do not need to stop, because in most cases, it does not drag on for so long. Now, if it does drag on, of course, you will have to stop before the time of Mincha ends in order to daven. But before then, you won't need to stop as long as you are careful not to miss the time for Mincha. Now, the last case of our Mishnah is discussing something totally different, and that is Tamidei Chachomim who learn Torah all day. They don't have any other job, and all they do is learn. Says the Mishnah, Mafsikin ikreis Kriyas Shema, they have to stop their learning in order to recite Kriyas Shema during its right time, because mid-Oraisa, the Torah commands that one has to say Kriyas Shema twice a day in a specific time, so you cannot allow that time to pass. However, when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, mid'oraisa, at least according to many, the mitzvah of prayer is just to pray once a day. There's not a fixed time during that day where you have to pray, and therefore, mid'ayim afsikin l'tefillah, these righteous people who learn all day do not need to stop their learning in order to daven Shmoneh Esrei in its right time, since Torah learning is considered a greater mitzvah, and at least mid'oraisa one does not need to daven Shmoneh Esrei at a specific time, and therefore they should not stop in order to daven Shmoneh Esrei.